Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast is about disclosures and was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 9th of February 2018. In the past couple of weeks, we have had a number of agents seeking clarification around what they need to disclose to their vendors and purchasers. Now, this doesn't relate to the concept of material fact. These questions are about beneficial interest and the receipt of commissions. So let's have a look at the requirements in more detail. Section 47 of the Property Stock and Business Agents Act 2002 identifies that agents must disclose to buyers and sellers any relationship that the agent may have with people to whom the agent is referring the buyer or seller for professional services. The purpose of this is to deal with concerns about conflicts of interest. For example, if you refer a prospective purchaser to a mortgage broker, and if that person takes a mortgage through that broker, and you receive a commission for that referral, then you need to disclose this to the purchaser. To take this example a step further, even if you are not receiving commission, but the mortgage broker is a relative of yours, the relationship needs to be disclosed. New South Wales Fair Trading have specific two-page forms on their website that are easily completed by agents to meet this requirement. Simply go to the New South Wales Fair Trading website and type Section 47 into the search option in the top right-hand corner of the homepage. Now, very different from the disclosure required for referrals as in Section 47, there are requirements for agents under Section 49 of the Act. Section 49 identifies that agents must disclose any beneficial interest that they gain through the process of selling a property. As an agent, you are required to disclose the nature of the interest, such as you or a close relative purchasing a property through the agency where you work, or selling your own property through the agency where you work, and who is the person or persons obtaining the beneficial interest. Again, like Section 47, New South Wales Fair Trading have a simple two-page form on their website that you can complete and then give to your vendor. So simply, Section 47 is about making referrals to third-party professional service providers, and Section 49 is about you as an agent obtaining a benefit from the sale or purchase of a property. Remember that as in any transaction in this life, disclosing conflicts, including perceived conflicts, makes for a better relationship, and from that comes better business outcomes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.